This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The release of hostages under a temporary truce between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants will not happen before Friday, Israel's National Security Advisor said, thwarting hopes of relatives that some would be freed on Thursday. Israel and Hamas had agreed early on Wednesday to a ceasefire in Gaza for at least 4 days to let in humanitarian aid and free at least 50 hostages held by militants in the enclave in exchange for at least 150 Palestinians jailed in Israel. News that Israel and Hamas agreed to a 4-day pause in the war in Gaza was welcomed at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday.
But make no mistake, as soon as the pause ends, we will continue striving towards our goals with full force.
Israel Ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, now in its 7th week, the conflict has leveled vast swaths of Gaza, fueled a surge of violence in the occupied West Bank, and stirred fears of a wider fight across the Middle East. New York's governor says there's no sign of terrorism after a car crashed into a checkpoint at a U.S.-Canada border crossing on Wednesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Wednesday crash at the Rainbow Bridge crossing killed the two people in the car and injured the Border Patrol member. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's unclear if it was intentional. However,
there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And
we've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
She says the car came from the U.S. side. The FBI is investigating, and the White House says President Biden is closely following developments. Julie Walker, New York.